Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I say this on a daily basis to begin my show. But if you want controversy, well, you found the right place. You don't need a freaking GPS for this. Just hit the music. What's up, giblets and gentlemen? Boy, I got a fun-filled edition of Off the Rails Uncensored today, simply because I'm going to discuss with you something that's a hot topic issue, but first and foremost, I'd like to inform you something that's been going on, or something that went on currently today. Not been going on, my apologies. Shane McMahon was recently involved in the helicopter crash the Atlantic Ocean. For further details, gonna go to, let's see here, wrestling news source. Says that he's okay. And it says he landed somewhere called the Giglo Beach along Long Island, New York. According to Federal Aviation Administration, the emergency landing occurred around 10:25 a.m. Eastern Time, about a half mile off the shore. Said that he spoke with his pilot. He didn't have any injuries. He was visiting family, apparently, on Eastern Long Island. The helicopter trouble started. But he goes on to say, Shane went on to say, I'd like to thank our pilot, Mario, who did a heroic job of landing us safely in the water. The Suffolk County Marine County Bureau were the first on the scene, said lifeguards who came out to assist us, and the Fire Island Coast Guard Station said. Okay, so, he, you know, first off, a sigh of relief, the son of Mr. Vincent Kennedy McMahon Jr. Shane is A-okay. So now that I got the news side of things out of the way, I'm going to just touch base with you all and continue talking about Jason Jordan, Kurt Angle. Now, the reason why the title reads The Angle of All Angles, it's really, and do you know why? It is really simple to discuss. Because in certain times of wrestling, you need something to spruce up your brand, right? Well, this is kind of a running joke now among everybody. William Regal's now in on it. Everybody on my Facebook news feed is in on it. Everyone on Instagram is making cracks about it. It's getting a reaction, all right. Not the one you would think. People say, oh my gosh, I cannot believe. Yeah, they find some dumbass that sits on his ass going, okay, I actually believe that Jason Jordan is the actual son of, you know, Kurt Angle. And ironically enough, could people tell this or call it from a mile away? No. Although one of my friends will tell you he called it, you know, and told me and blah, 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 this, that, the other. The fact of the matter is this. I believe I've got mixed feelings about it. Certain people don't care because why? It's like the mainstream discussion issue of wrestling. People, you can't tell them what to focus on because they have proverbial social media ADHD, which is, okay, you know, Cody Rhodes saying, fuck the revival. You've got Kurt Angle with an illegitimate son. that he was hiding for 2 months, and Corey Graves, that's what the old buildup was for? Are you fucking kidding me? That's what my first initial thought was, and I was like, okay, well, Raw was in the shitter, still has been since 2016. They've got all the names, and they're not utilizing them. But utilizing them isn't... I look at, if you can tell a story, you know, in the ring from beginning to end, you're a good worker. And it don't matter what storylines they throw out there, because why? If you pay attention to everything that they throw out there, like Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman, for example, what does that story entail? Yeah, you have the David, you know, against Roman Reigns. He's not short by any means. You have the Goliath, which would be Braun Strowman. So what are we looking at with Kurt Angle and Jason Jordan? It took, you know, it took creative 2 months for them to formulate a plan to keep the audience intrigued. A lot of them thought Stephanie McMahon or Dixie Carter was going to come on air and start stuff with Kurt. I don't know how to quite word this, but it's getting the brunt end. It's being the brunt end of the joke. It's not taking off in a negative way. It's just now it's just like, you know, you get shit thrown at you in the locker room. Like, wow, I wish I was an illegitimate child of somebody. If you want to keep your job, you keep your mouth shut by saying stuff like, you know, okay, what is this going to do for Monday Night Raw? Okay, how come I was never included in this idea? A lot of people that I've spoken with lately, ladies and gentlemen, they have discussed Chad Gable. They have discussed, you know, the possibility of him being Kurt Angle's child. But the powers that be decided to write Jason Jordan through Kurt Angle, or being his son, and it just doesn't sit well with me. I'm going to be honest with you. It doesn't sit well with a lot of people because now it's become a joke, as I said. Not just a joke, it makes people a grandeur, or gives the dumbasses the grandeur of illusion that, oh my God, Kurt Angle fooled around with somebody. Who could it be? Who's the mystery woman? Who is going to keep Kurt Angle on a leash, a tight rope? You know, that's the question that you go with now, because a lot of people are pondering. And guess what? I guess as dumb as creative may look, they obviously got the job done if someone's talking about their products, because now everybody and their mother, I guarantee you, are going to be making wisecracks and memes. Guess what? We fell into their trap. Somebody wants to be John Cena's son. Somebody wants to be Tatanka's son. Somebody wants to, I mean, it's ridiculous and funny at the same time. Gotta have some humor in wrestling, right? So I got people discussing all night. And instead of having Smack Talk, you know, to discuss with Chad Gable, they had Renee Young interview Chad Gable on SmackDown Live. And speaking of which, since we have not been covering Monday Night Raw results, I'm going to cover SmackDown Live because it seems like we're kind of lackluster and no structure or whatever sometimes on our show. But you know what? We're our own worst enemy, right? So I'm going to share with you all SmackDown Live results. And while I'm pulling it up, I'm going to go into advertisements. If you'd like to sign up for a pro wrestling school nearest you, nearest me is, you know, Monster Factory and a bunch of other schools. But Monster Factory sticks out like a good sore thumb. So if you want to contact Danny Cage for information about wrestling and going to wrestling school and becoming a pro wrestler, go to monsterfactory.org. His phone number is right on the website. You can contact Danny for further information. It was $1,000, I believe, for people who have previously trained or had prior experience. For those of you who have not trained, it's $2,000 plus $500 payment added to your payment. For a lifetime membership, contact Danny Cage at monsterfactory.org. Lifetime membership meaning train as many days as you can, soak up as much knowledge as you can, attend the Monster Factory Super Camps, become a mentor, and also further your education and pro wrestling training. That being said, you can also catch Monster Factory Network. Go to MF Network or MFPWNetwork.com. It's $7.99 to sign up. If you haven't already done so, you should. And for those of you seeking a network, if you want to sign up to WWE Network, you can do so by going to WWE.com. Click on Network. Put in a valid username and password. Make sure when you do this, you know that you get a month for free if you have never signed up for the network before. You need a preloaded network card at your local GameStops, Dollar General, 7-Elevens, and Best Buys. All right. Back from discussing the advertisements to Kurt Angle, Jason Jordan. Since I have shortened time, I decided to do this and make it more structured. SmackDown Live results. Pull this up here. Okay. I'm just going to start with a recap here. First of all, Jinder Mahal begins the show with the Singh brothers. They're inside the Punjabi prison, and Randy Orton cuts a promo, says he's going to stop me this Sunday at Battleground. You know, it's interesting, but I think Jinder Mahal will win that one. Shane McMahon in the women's division. So now it's a five-way. Obviously, that stipulation was made last week, but Shane McMahon implemented a match between Charlotte and Becky. We all know how that one went. I believe Becky Lynch was the winner of that match. So, let's see here. Oh, yes, Chad Gable's interview with Renee Young. It seemed like he was kind of upset and kind of hurt by it, but okay, so now on to this one. Mike Kanellis and Sami Zayn. Okay, so as per usual, Maria, she got involved just like someone we know over on Monday Night Raw. it's really a cute parallel, if you ask me. Becky Lynch obviously defeats Charlotte Flair, Fashion X Files. I love that segment. Breezango. You know, it was hilarious. Breezango and Aiden English, and then they show what happened to the horse. It was funny. So, there's that. Oh, and Nakamura, AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens, and Baron Corbin. Now, granted, that match was somewhat entertaining. It wasn't too bad. I mean, Corbin, smartly, I know, has got, I guess, forearm right into the corner, and then Kevin Owens tagged himself in, caught AJ for the pop-up powerbomb, the shaboom, into SmackDown. SmackDown was kind of a blur, but once again, we're glad that Shane McMahon is okay, and he's not got any injuries, none extensive, so, yeah, just glad that is what the case was and not what we thought it was going to be when we read Crash, right? So we have a few hot-button issues now that overshadow Monday Night Raw, because that show was kind of a dull show until Samoa Joe, Braun Strowman, and Roman Reigns. So again, let's just say, what's the reasoning why they do what they do from creative from time to time? Like, you know, the whole abduction of Stephanie McMahon back in the day, or better yet, Mark Henry giving birth, or not Mark Henry, but Mae Young giving birth to a hand on national TV. It's one of those things, folks, where if you put into perspective what WWE does, creative speaking wise, they get you to talk. You in turn start discussing amongst yourselves, putting it on discussion forums on Facebook or, you know, in a closed private group. And then everybody forms their freaking opinions, and it becomes a debate. Is that a bad thing? No, because they got your attention. Now, I mean, a good idea could have, could, you know, Kurt Angle has a child. I don't know. I mean, I'm honestly not one to shy away from it. But at the same token, so shying away from it, meaning I wouldn't be shy if I were creative to go full blown with this idea, but now it's a joke. And need I remind you, Lord William Regal made a joke about it. And it's not like the jokes are getting too intense, but now every wrestler is using their roots as a joke or who they get compared to. So, you know, there's been comparisons on my favorite news feed from wrestling friends of whether or not they're the sons of certain people. And again, it can have a negative ripple effect or it can have a positive ripple effect. So far, it's in between. It is in between when it comes to reactions to Jason Jordan being the son of Kurt Angle. Just like had a lot of reaction WWE when Shane McMahon bought WCW. Not to the same effect. Or when Eugene, you know, or Nick Dinsmore, whatever he goes by now, Eugene. I cannot tell you how funny it was. A functioning human being would say, I am this person's son, I am this person's father, or have you. And it's great because they've had several of those incidents in WWE that people remember. And some people are actually dumb enough to fall victim to believing Seth's, you know, wrestling fan. And I say this nicely. I'm not trying to be mean to you guys, but some of you do, like a friend says, some of you do have the IQ of 12. And you believe everything that gets put up there, put on the freaking board for WWE Creative, and that is, I didn't know that he was related to Kurt Angle. A friend of mine who doesn't quite know the wrestling lingo and way it works and how creative can just completely destroy or sever a show in one fell swoop. It's ridiculous. It's not catching on the way they wanted it to. It's getting attention. That's not the main goal. That probably wasn't their, you know, one of their main goals. I know they've got several. If they draw you in, they hook you in, like a fish onto a bait hook, then they did their job. They, as in the guys and the powers that be, that sat there in that creative meeting and said, this was a great idea. This was a marquee idea that's going to go all the way to WrestleMania, and everyone's going to quit talking about what they were talking about, and they're going to move on to something new. Generally speaking, all the purists of wrestling fans are still griping about it, because I'm seeing it on Instagram right now, being sent to my inbox saying, what was he thinking? What was Kurt Angle thinking? Oh my God, he should not have done what he did. Now fans are going to take us seriously. Okay, I'll get into that later. But so basically, I decided to focus the entire discussion somewhat, actually mainly about why it's the angle of all angles, because who would have suspected Jason Jordan, who looks nothing like Kurt Angle, And yes, I know it's possible that a mother can, you know, outweigh the father in looks, or the father can outweigh the mother in looks. You want to talk about success in this business? You want to talk about making your presence felt? So what does this make, where does this leave Chad Gable? You know, where does this leave, where does this allow, how does this allow a story to grow? Well, folks, I've only got a set amount of time to discuss this with you, so I'll just say it. Jason Jordan, Kurt Angle, versus the idealism behind a Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns controversy. Well, I'll tell you what just took precedence over Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, is the fact that, hey, this guy has an illegitimate child now. And now is going to go forward throughout the pay-per-views and all the other seasons or all the other episodes of Monday Night Raw with child now in his back pocket that he can utilize. Are they going to make Daddy heel now? Is that your question? Because I'm reading through your questions, dude, and it's kind of like, okay, this is ridiculous, because look, you can't sit there and just negate a story that just popped up. I get it. I get why they're doing this, because not everybody's going to be buzzing about it, talking about it, discussing, oh my gosh, but they're not discussing it in the way like, oh my God, it really is his son. No, because you know it's not his legitimate child, it's his kayfabe son. So, geez, man, that word gets overused a lot by not just, no, it gets overused, trust me. Depending on who's using it, if you overuse wrestling terminology, which I'll get to in a hot minute, assuming I didn't come up empty-handed when I was going to discuss this with you all night because I didn't want to be repeating myself in a circle like I did last show. So I came up with a few surefire things to discuss with you guys and made an important decision, and that was in 30 seconds... I'm going to unleash the beast. I'm not talking about Brock Lesnar. I'm not talking about Braun Strowman or the pneumatic suplex cyclone, the mayor of the city of destruction, the true mayor of Suplex City, Kurt Gannon. I am talking about my inner beast of, well, roasting someone. The cost of personality. I know your anger. I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cost of personality. Like Mussolini. All right, ladies and gents, a bit the point in the show called Off the Rip. Uncensored. Kurt Angle, formerly in WWE around 1999-2000, has been, you know, told by the company that you're going with this direction, you know, what do? You can either have one or two options and say no and get fired, have a huge falling out with the company, or you can say, yeah, sure, I'll go ahead with this and, you know, just shake my head yes like a good old boy does in the wrestling business. Anybody in their sane right mind would do and say, yeah, I'm going to do this. In creative, do they have a say of what goes and what doesn't? Yes and no, because it goes through, you know, approval, the approval stage. You know, you write an idea or concept down. You say, okay, on paper, this looks great. Let's see what the board of directors thinks, or let's see what Vince thinks, or let's see what Hunter thinks. Those are a lot of scrutiny. So no matter who approved this idea, I hope you know that it turned out to be a mixed reaction, a joke, because it got I guess now mixed reactions are what the crowd's doing, because the crowd, you know, they ate it up like a Thanksgiving turkey on Thanksgiving Day. For those of you vegetarians, okay, they ate it like whatever you guys eat. Or, you know, they ate it up. The fans did. Say Jason Jordan basically, and so they basically, I'm sorry if I was in the meeting on Instagram, so here's the thing. When I say that the fans ate it up, they saw the, you know, they reacted exactly how they were supposed to react to what you're asking. No. There's not a button on fans that tells them how to react. This, I'm just saying, some of them are in belief that Kurt Angle is actually the father of Jason Jordan. You know, now we have resources out the yin yang, and one of those resources basically can tell you whether someone's related or not. So just be aware. I'm reading, you know, as I'm reading your reaction, all I'm saying is, no, I do not believe that that's what I would do, okay? I would definitely keep watching it, because you never know what's going to happen exactly. Enough pauses. I'm sorry. I was suggesting not to do this, but here's what I'm going to explain to you on that is, whenever things go down in the world of professional wrestling, like when Shawn Michaels had to face his former manager, Sherry, that was kind of weird, wasn't it? I mean, Sherry, Kurt Angle, odd romantic relationship. I'm just throwing things out here. Vince McMahon and his dysfunctional family stories, I mean, those got people to chit-chat about what wrestling is all about. I'm not angry. I'm just kind of frustrated, because it's like, so you don't utilize any of your talent, and now you're going to put a kid who's barely been in or on the main roster with exceeding talent, and he's good, but is he great? That's up to the people to decide that watch him, okay? That is completely... And it's completely up to them, exactly. For the people who watched this and turned on and said, oh, you know, this is a great idea. Man, I can't believe Kurt Angle had a son. Wow, didn't see that coming. There's people that believe what they see because they're so engrossed in the product. They know the terminologies, but they're still fascinated by what they see due to what they observe. So does this have, you know, so what am I babbling about? It's a rating puller, yeah, because now people are going to be fascinated by what Kurt Angle's going to do with his now illegitimate child, Jason Jordan. A friend of mine read this and said the absurdity of writing for them at one point and going through the meetings and writing through creative. You know, I'm just reading through my timeline, and it's very entertaining. Because what point do you watch this stuff and say, man, I really want to see Jason Jordan being Kurt Angle's son. That'll put a smile on my face and little Timmy's too. You don't go in with that attitude, but at the same token, if you really watch professional wrestling over the years, it's kind of the same old sickness. You go in, you look at what's on TV, you wait till 7 o'clock at night or 8 o'clock, whatever, whenever. You watch Monday Night Raw 3 hours. It is so long to the point where you're saying to yourself, my God, what did I do to deserve this? You've got guys on the roster like Cesaro, Sheamus, Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy, The Revival. I know what people are thinking. You've got Luke Gallows, Karl Anderson, Alexa Bliss, Sasha Banks, Bayley. You've got a whole list of people that just, you know, here's the thing. You have all that list of talent. Even on the other hand, you've got Shinsuke Nakamura, AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, Baron Corbin, Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, Tamina Snuka, Natalya. You've got a whole list on SmackDown that is so underutilized, according to certain people around here, that what do you do to entertain people? Well, I guess Shane McMahon's helicopter crash kind of put him back in the mode with Raw, because if you don't have anything compelling like sex, scandal, images leaked on the internet, TMZ-like stories, then you're not going to be in the runnings for a good show nowadays. It used to be you put on a quality product. You had guys like Hogan, Jake the Snake Roberts, you had Great Muda, you had plenty of men that could entertain, and women for that matter, without controversy. I'm not saying don't do controversial crap because blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is it's ridiculous that it took 2 months for this build. It's very WrestleMania-like. And Kurt Angle kept saying, oh, this will ruin me. He kept saying that as the tagline, it will ruin me. I don't see how a dude who doesn't look anything like Kurt is put into the mix of being his illegitimate biological son. Illegitimate meaning he's not. Let me look up that word, because obviously I'm going to be like a fish out of water if I don't give definition lesson here. Illegitimate. Not authorized by the law, not in accordance with accepted standards or rules. That's what illegitimate means. Okay. No. Not rightly deduced or inferred, departing from the regular, not sanctioned by law. So, not recognized as lawful offspring, specifically born of parents married to each other. So, in other words, is Kurt Angle really going through with this? Yes. Is he believing what creative is doing for him? Yeah, because WWE opened their doors again and said, hey, we're giving you a second or third chance. Can you take it? Can you do what you will? If you haven't noticed, kind of fooled you guys, just a smidgen, I'm kind of in between when it comes to discussing this whole matter, because he really wasn't given a fair choice. No, you're told this is what we're presenting. What do you think? But yet they, creative, will go through with it anyways, because WWE is a titan. They are a company. They are a group of people that employ over 700 to 800 employees. And I can tell you from experience, there's reasonings why employees will not say the following, the word no. If you're presented with an opportunity to have an illegitimate child, just take it. Who knows, maybe you'll die out after 4 or 5 months. Maybe you'll take it further, because why? It's obviously got it's gotten me discussing this shit. It's gotten a whole bunch of other podcasts discussing it in a different way. So everyone will say, well, what's up with you discussing just Kurt Angle and Jason Jordan? What about Jericho? What about CM Punk? What about any other subject in wrestling that I can discuss with you? Yes, I realize Shane McMahon, his helicopter crashed, and we are all glad that he is safe and well. And that obviously takes precedent over the whole illegitimate child thing. But when you discuss this with wrestling fans, they're going to make a joke about it. They'll say, well, I wish I was the illegitimate child of so-and-so so that I could be getting paid. I ain't going to lie. I wish I was the illegitimate child of Samoa Joe. That's what some of you are saying. That's what actually I was thinking. I don't even look close to what Samoa Joe looks like. Okay, so which that's going to be an interesting line. Okay, so which WWE superstar do you think I could be the child of, legitimately? Would it be Snuka? Would it be Mahal? Who would you say I'd be related to? Oh, come on. Someone just said Enzo Amore. No, I mean, I'm not saying that you can't say it. Again, see what effect it's cause and effect. Cause was they're going to create a story. The effect was it got everybody and their mother talking about this hot button issue, much like when Carmella won the Money in the Bank briefcase, much like when Jinder Mahal retained at Money in the Bank, much like how Jinder Mahal is going to retain the championship or not, I don't know. But it's interesting how people forget when you're in pro wrestling. It's just fun to watch because people will speculate and predict and make their prediction charts and do whatever they do and it makes them happy. That's fine. That's what pro wrestling is all about. It's not just about being one-dimensional. If you sat there and said, well, I can't believe they didn't choose Gable. One-dimensional. I can't believe Taker lost to Roman Reigns. One-dimensional. I was upset, I'm not going to lie with the rest of you. I was upset. But I'm not going to sit there and blame creative for that decision. It was Taker's decision. Because the hip was hurting him. He had to have hip surgery the following week. So Roman kind of did Taker a favor by taking him out. So if that's going to get me controversy, you know, controversially argue with and all that shit, here's what I'm going to tell you all. It's okay that they have the ideal behind Kurt Angle being the father of Jason Jordan. But at the same time, it's not okay. You take one look at Jason Jordan, Kurt Angle, and you're like, there's no flipping way. So they gave him a backstory. Kurt Angle does sometimes stumble on his words, but he made it work. He made that moment work. Now, timing, sure, it's not all there. Everyone speculated that what if Kurt Angle was to team with American Alpha? What if he was to manage them or manage their careers? So I guess this kind of falls in that category, kind of falls in that department. But if you look at the history of Kurt Angle and him, you know, being him supplementing the career of Shelton Benjamin and also Charlie Haas, makes you sit and wonder, what is the difference between those two, Chad Gable and Jason Jordan? There really is none. And if you say that there is, okay, one is obviously younger. They're obviously younger than the two. Yeah, I get that. What I'm telling you is, what if they're going to work a storyline where Kurt Angle is the father of Charlie Haas? Now, it's not, it doesn't make sense. And that's why it is the brunt end of people's jokes, because there's no validity behind it. There's no reasoning other than, okay, he was what Kurt was afraid of, blah, 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 so now let's reveal. Whenever there's reveals in wrestling, there's some reveals that, okay, for example, when Vince McMahon was pulling out to be the Uber babyface, trying to find out who screwed Stone Cold, and at, I believe it was 1999's Over the Edge In Your House pay-per-view, the pay-per-view where Owen Hart passed away. Point is, the reveal, McMahon screwed Austin. And McMahon became heel once again. People are speculating that they're going to push Jason Jordan because it's Kurt Angle's child. I don't know what they're going to do. All I know is I watch from week to week. I do read what's going on, what they intend to do. It's called dirt sheet reading. What pops up on my Facebook news feed or on freaking Twitter, and you see a bunch of tweets that are joking around. What? Hilarious. So, you know, here is what that tweet basically was saying. If I can find it. Well, maybe I deleted it. The point is, here it is. I lied. Glad I'm not important enough to blackmail about secret children, as I have sired more illegitimate offspring than an Aberdeen Angus. Man, that's pretty. That's pretty funny, considering the facts. You know, Kurt Angle. You know, Kurt Angle basically is being utilized as just the poster child for nothing, because he's not the poster child for anything. I'm reading through your question. Is he the poster child for being WWE's bitch boy? That's kind of extreme. And I'm going to tell you right now, Kurt Angle is not a bitch for anybody. The man wrestled in the Olympics with a freaking broken neck, to quote him twice. So what if he has I don't care. Well, see, the thing is, if you're going to sit there and gripe how they did it, they just had to do it anyways, man. They sprung the story on everyone else. They made it look as if it were legitimized so that some fans could latch on and say, oh, my God, Kurt had a secret affair. And who knows, maybe it was somebody that was close to him. Maybe it was a college friend. The point is, it's not real. The believability of this is so laughable. It's like going through a movie and saying, oh, my gosh, I really can do that, what they did in Fate of the Furious 8 or whatever they call that movie. So you're thinking, it's like watching the movie. You see, like, the build, the plots or whatever going through, and then the climax and the ending. The ending was kind of like, really, is this all it was, you know? Just like when I watched the movie Get Out, that movie was so bad and so trippy, you know, to watch. Just like, it felt like there wasn't anything planned correctly. As you know, there wasn't anything behind it. There's no implication of, oh, if he comes on this roster, I wonder what he's going to do for us. And it lost its luster. Because, you know, Let me rephrase that. It lost its luster? Interesting. So how did it lose its luster when it got plenty of people discussing with you all? I'm just saying, my friend, if you have so many, you know, complaints about it, then go to creative. Go get yourself some, you know, some justification, go to creative and complain. You might have to get a $2,000 pass, but you're still not going to exactly. You've got to pay attention to the warning signs of exactly. You can't get caught. You cannot get caught up in that mess, my friend. You just can't. World Wrestling Entertainment will always have an advantage over certain people. And do you know why that is? They come up with the funkiest stories. But yet you, myself, and my friend, we will all be enticed by it because it's a story, whether it's believable or not. Little kids will be the ones saying, I can't believe Kurt is the father of Jason Jordan. That's awesome. If they're involved, you've won. Because that's where their market is. Ages 6 to 14. If you're older than that and you're still involved in watching wrestling, you're still an awesome person in my view. But you're watching Kurt Angle and you're watching Jason Jordan. Did you expect anything less? Did you expect something to come out of the woodwork like Chad Gable is also my child? Because if they work that storyline, we got one hell of a story, folks. When something is written and created by certain people, and I lashed out yesterday because it is truly a what the fuck moment. But that what the fuck moment got the attention of how many wrestling fans that are now buzzing about this, saying, well, they could work this angle, they could work that angle, and it gets annoying when people start talking about angles. So if all this time, here's your biggest clue, if you're not a moron. He waits, and there's a 2-month build. Corey Graves is involved. I've been friends with Jason Jordan for years in NXT. And so now Corey Graves gives a big reveal, goes to the back and tells Kurt, you need to do this. It's like, I'm sorry, but a part of me's got the feeling, okay, got people enticed, it got people interested. The other half of me says, this is the umpteenth time where they've had a controversial storyline that makes no fucking sense. Just as much sense as the Mae Young giving birth to a hand. And that's just, I don't know, it's ridiculous. I had to pause because, you know, just think about watching stuff, not just in WWE, but sometimes in WCW, like the reveal when Sting decided to say which side he was on, the NWO Black and White or the NWO Wolfpack. Is it the same effect? No. Or when when Hogan gave Abyss a ring, or his Hall of Fame ring, and said this holds special powers. Did I honestly think for a second that ring would actually give Abyss powers? No. Everything has a reason behind it. Maybe the reasoning hasn't been revealed yet, so we just got to watch. Because everything is so predictable in WWE, as they say. So why is, you know, why are guys like AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura and Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and Bobby Roode, and why are they still there if it's extremely predictable? I mean, obviously Austin Aries left, but if they're doing stuff to overshadow their talent, that's my beef. I feel like they're not trying to overshadow any other talent because obviously they wouldn't be working. They would not be working for Monday Night Raw. The talent on Raw now has to compete with Jason Jordan's being the general manager's son. So what are they going to do? What is the plan for him? As I said, I don't know. But I also like to say the following. When in doubt, watch something that means something. If you have the network, watch it. So, here's the thing. When you watch this old stuff, doesn't it make you feel good inside? Because I'm just going to be honest with you all. I don't really care that, you know, they push this story. I do, however, care that you're trying to get some edge on the show, so you have to use scandal. That's not, that's not why I'm mad. It's because there's some people blowing up my Instagram right now asking, well, what if he is his legitimate son? If he does a DNA test, and he says, I am your son, that makes him his son. If he doesn't, then he's not. So, plain and simple, they do a story that includes scandal. They do a story that includes intrigue. But I don't get it. I don't get why you're doing a story that doesn't make, just pair him with them, not, oh, well, here's to another year where Monday Night Raw is one intriguing story and then it completely dies. Now are taken away from guys like Samoa Joe, guys like Braun Strowman, guys like Roman Reigns. And I don't mind taking away. But what is the overall purpose of it is what I'm getting at. If you don't know, then that's why you start to stir. That's why you start to ask questions. Is it a bad thing to ask questions in professional wrestling? I don't think so. As long as there's an end resolve to it, that there's no resolve to this. Like, okay, is there more controversy behind the whole Jason Jordan story? I bet you there is. Because it was supposed to be originally like a love affair with Stephanie McMahon, according to some of you. And also there was reports that he was going to go off and have an illegitimate child. I don't know if they scratched Gable from this whole bit, but it was pretty hilarious to watch him try and keep a straight face during the whole Renee Young interview. You got to be kidding me. And if I were Chad Gable, I'd be saying, well, you know, Jason Jordan and I were supposed to be a tag team. He's supposed to tell me everything. Everything was strange, Renee. Yada, yada. You can tell that it was manufactured. It's manufactured because you read it, you say, okay, I'll do it, and instead, you're just left wondering, okay, why am I the joke? is like literally social media blew up about it, and not, you know, everyone's like, ha ha, I'm the illegitimate child of this guy, blah, 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 I'm the illegitimate child of this guy. I admit it's going to be funny for the next few weeks, but at the same time, now that's a way much, well, it didn't take more precedent over Mayweather and Conor McGregor, which that is a complete laugh with all you saying, okay, you know, that's got to be more interesting because it's boxing and it's Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. Well, Kurt Angle and Jason Jordan. I don't know which is funnier because the debate really has no point, or the debate would really have no point. That's like saying I would rather wear sandals in the winter and shoes during, you know, the summertime. And there are people with those strange affinities because footwear compared to freaking wrestling. I cannot believe I'm using that comparison. But I am going to tell you all right now, I don't like it because it can't be taken seriously. How are you going to take Kurt Angle as like a prominent athlete, pair him with Jason Jordan? How are you going to build off of it? I guess we'll see. It's a wait and see type of moment. So I guess what I'm saying is, folks, don't rely on people to write, you know, awesome stories for you. Watch it as a fan, enjoy it, embrace it. And if something makes you mad, stand up for what you believe in. Say what you feel. Just watch what you say if you're wanting to be employed by said company. Next week, folks, as per usual, I will be hosting Wrestle Radio, and also next Wednesday I'll be on Power Perception. See you on the flip side, bitches. I'll be here next week, Wednesday, probably around the same time, folks. I'm going to start structuring this shit and making it awesome. Have a nice day, night, whatever. And if you don't believe what I'm telling you, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it.